All right, he encouraged us, he admonished us to avoid turning away from God to serve false gods, idols, demons. So now we are officially, I guess you could say, in the section of the chapter that deals with what happens when we decide, if someone who has been following God decides to stop following him and to become disobedient. Now, that said, again, look for general principles here. I'm not going to read all of this because quite a few verses that are addressing this. Interestingly enough, 14 verses cover the blessings for obedience. And verses 1 through 14 cover the verses for obedience. Verses 15 through 68 cover the verses for disobedience. And just let me, again, just because I'm not, as I said, I'm not going to read all of these verses, but I do want to read some of the latter part of the section on disobedience so that you'll get a clear picture as to why I'm sharing with you that this is a portion of scripture that was addressed to the entire nation of Israel and not to individuals. Verse 64. This is still Deuteronomy chapter 28, but verse 64. Then the Lord will scatter you among all nations from one end of the earth to the other. Let me read that again now. He's talking about what will happen when the people begin to live a lifestyle of disobedience to God. Then the Lord will scatter you among all nations. Now, if this is something that he is addressing to individual believers, individuals who have become disobedient, then answer this. How will he take one individual and scatter that one individual among all nations? How will he take that one individual and scatter that one individual from one end of the earth to the other? Is he really going to take a portion of the index finger and plant it in America, let it stay in America, but take another portion of the index finger and put it in, say, Nigeria, and take maybe a third part of that same index finger and plant it maybe in Bosnia, and then maybe take a portion of the left earlobe, plant that in, say, Botswana, and maybe take a tip of the top of the right ear and throw that part in, say, maybe Hungary. No, come on, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're going to, you can't have this both ways. Either you're going to take all of it literally or you take none of it literally. Either you acknowledge that this is an address to the nation, all of it is an address to the nation, or none of it is an address to the nation. Either all of it is an address to individual followers of God, or none of it is an address to individual followers of God. No, ladies and gentlemen, this is an address to the nation. And the Lord has scattered the nation of Israel among all nations. He has had them scattered all over the place. Germany, various parts of Europe, various parts of Africa. They're in America now, you name it. Russia. For various reasons, they've ended up all over the earth. The nation has. The nation has some citizens, some of their people here, some of their people there. This is an address to the nation from start to finish. All right, so back to the beginning of the section on curses for disobedience. Verse 15. However, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees I am giving you today, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. You will be cursed in the city and cursed in the country. Your basket and your kneading trough will be cursed. The fruit of your womb will be cursed. Notice this. Where their citizens are in the city, for obedience they be blessed. Where the citizens are in the city, for disobedience they'd be cursed. Where their citizens are in the country, for obedience they'd be blessed. Where their citizens are in the country, for disobedience, the citizens would be cursed. Things are reversed now. The fruit of your womb will be cursed, and the crops of your land, and the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. You will be cursed when you come in, and cursed when you go out. Now, a lot of people love to say, you know, when they just don't want to concede that God is the one directing all of this, whether they be the blessing or the cursing, they'll be inconsistent and say, well, God is the one blessing. But when it comes to cursing, God does not curse. We bring curses on ourselves, and he allows others to curse us when we are disobedient, but he doesn't do it himself. Verse 19, you will be cursed when you come in and cursed when you go out. Verse 20, the Lord will send on you curses. The Lord will send on you curses. So when we're honest, we discover and admit that God plays an active role in the blessing for obedience, and God plays an active role in the cursing for disobedience. And look, there is no benefit to denying that truth. It doesn't help us at all. In fact, it's very hurtful to us when we deny that God will actively punish us for disobedience. If we would just admit that, it might help us change our attitudes about God. And instead of thinking that we can just keep getting away with murder because God won't punish us, and then continuing our sinful behavior, maybe some people would be motivated to change their attitudes and change their sinful behavior, because they know, wow, the same way God blesses me when I'm obeying him, he curses me when I'm disobeying him. The same way he shows me how much favor I have with him when I'm doing things his way, he shows me how upset he is when I'm not doing things his way. The Lord will send on you curses, confusion, and rebuke in everything you put your hand to until you are destroyed and come to sudden ruin because of the evil you have done in forsaking him. Remember now, peace. Sometimes, in fact, all too often, people forfeit their peace from God by going back on their covenant with God. This peace that I'm talking about, this total well-being, this total prosperity, this total security, again, are associated with God's presence among his people. It ties in directly to our keeping covenant with our covenant-keeping God. Till next time.